President, members of council. I have just one bill that I want to review with you quickly this morning, and that is, of the four bills we discussed last week that would relate to ambulance funding, the one bill, House Bill 316, is targeted mainly at counties to provide 15% of the cost for BLS service provided by volunteer ambulance companies in each county. Last Wednesday, May 7, this bill, with the others, was to be heard by the House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee. Mr. Lawson and I attended that committee hearing, and the bill was tabled in committee for a time to give the counties opportunity to come together and discuss this issue together and perhaps come up with some other approach. So that bill is currently on the table, and we will begin some discussions, I believe, sometime soon with the other two counties as to how they feel about resolving this issue. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Old business.
Comes old business.
Uh-oh. Here comes old business.
Pinch hitter today.
He's young, actually.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. This is an old...
Bart's going to be here today.
This is an old business item. It's the application of Philip Cross and Prentice Watkins to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.85 acres more or less. It's located south of Route 18, Lewis Georgetown Highway, 1,500 feet west of Road 258, which is also known as Hudson Road, and it's identified as tax map ID number 2-35, map 30, parcel 55. On February 27th of this year, Planning Commission held their hearing. They received comments from County Engineering Department, Utility Planning, DelDOT. The applicants were present, gave a presentation, and responded to questions raised by the commission. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CZ 1744 for Philip Cross and Prentice Watkins for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the parcel has nearby and adjacent commercial properties. The parcel has been used in the past as commercial property for a vegetable stand, and the property has an existing commercial entrance. Two, the location along Route 9, also known as Route 18, is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Three, the rezoning will not adversely affect the adjacent properties, the neighborhood, or area roadways. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And five, any change in the site will require site plan approval from the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second, and it carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion was carried 5-0. On March 25th of this year, the council held a public hearing. Mr. Lank gave their report. The applicant was present, gave a little presentation, and responded to questions raised by the council. There were no public comments in the public during the public hearing, and the public record was closed. And there was a motion and a second to defer action on this request.
Okay, any questions to council? There's more of you to read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.85 acres, more or less, tax map ID 2-35-30-55, and for the reasons given by planning and zoning on page 2 of your handout, items 1 through 5.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to adopt the ordinance. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Well, I can vote for that one. No, is my answer. And reasons are that we really do usually follow planning and zoning's advice. But in this case, I find that we've got, it's not consistent with recommendations we've had for similar properties and similar circumstances. As part of its recommendation, the commission stated that one reason for the rezoning was because the property had been used in the past commercially. That's not correct. The record only indicates that it was approved and used as greenhouses and a vegetable stand, which are basically agricultural uses and not as intensive as the list of permissible uses in the CR1 district. I do not agree with the commission's recommendations that this zoning will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties. Although the site is located along Route 9, the immediate area has not developed with other commercially or business zone properties. While there are some commercial and business zonings along Route 9, they are separated from this site by AR1 properties, and the opposite side of Route 9 in the vicinity of this site is entirely residential. As a result, a rezoning to CR1 would create a standalone 4.85-acre parcel that is not compatible with the adjacent or surrounding properties, which are primarily residential. The applicant hasn't established a record sufficient to support the rezoning to CR1, in my opinion. Basically, the primary reason given the commission and the council was that the properties for sale and potential buyers were inquiring about the possible commercial uses, and granting a rezoning to effect a higher sale price is not a valid reason, and there should be a land use justification other than simply wanting to maximize a sale. If it is rezoned to CR1, there are many diverse and intensive commercial uses that could occur at the 4.85-acre property. They include new and used car sales lots, fast food restaurants, car washes, warehousing, retail stores and shopping centers, and gas stations. And many of these potential uses are not compatible with the existing uses on the neighboring and adjacent properties. There was virtually no evidence from the applicants about the traffic impact on Route 9 and the neighboring area if the property should be rezoned to CR1. Significant traffic could be generated by any of the intensive permitted uses under CR1. While I understand that DelDOT gave the property a commercial entrance approval in 07, that was presumably for the greenhouse and vegetable stand operation. I don't believe that should have any bearing on this rezoning application or the traffic that could be generated from a permitted CR1 use. So in summary, I'm not satisfied that the applicants have made an adequate record to support the change in zone from AR1 to CR1 for this 4.85-acre property.
Cole.
The application does have some problems, as Mrs. Deaver has alluded to. But over the years, and early on, I was concerned about just this thing happening where we started zoning, you know, some spot zoning, but now the spot zonings have progressed on to numerous zonings. So over the years, the past councils have approved a number of CR1, or not so much CR1, but C1 and B1 uses, and I believe some conditional uses in that area. So what has happened is basically we have allowed a commercial district to develop and in that area. So it's changed, and I believe that with planning and zoning's recommendations, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I think that planning and zoning got it right. There is commercial in the area. I don't believe that this is going to explode into anything that is going to be disruptive, and I don't think the neighborhood thinks so either, in light of the fact that I don't believe anybody showed up to oppose this. So with the findings and planning and zoning's recommendation, I'll vote yes.
Wilson.
I vote yes on a recommendations of P&Z.
I do have some concerns that this area certainly is mostly residential. There is some commercial, I guess, down the road a ways. But I think the thing that really concerns me is we take an area that's primarily got houses all around it, and we plop a CR1 in the middle of it that could be a gas station or anything else that we have no control over once you change that zoning. I think that's not being fair to the property owners around there. And I'm not sure that there was any justification made to change the zoning. It's been what it was a produce stand. It was certainly a seasonal thing. Now we're going to a year-round something else. I'm going to vote no, but the motion passes 3-2. Thank you very much. Grants, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant on the agenda is Children of the Delaware National Guard. They're requesting support for their summer camp that provides a positive experience of the youth for the National Guard family in a safe and caring environment. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $200 each. This request would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
I move that we provide them $1,000 from the countywide youth account.
I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 to Children of the Delaware National Guard for youth camp expenses coming from the countywide youth grant category. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one is the Delaware Community Foundation for the Heart and the Game. They are requesting $6,000 to create awareness of sudden cardiac arrest in children and young adults through the formation of community access programs. Their goal is to screen every middle school and high school student. There have been no past grants for this program. This is the program that Mr. Firestone spoke about at the last council meeting. And this grant would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
I'll make the motion to provide the $6,000 from the countywide youth account. Is it Heart in the Game?
Yeah, it's
the Delaware Community Foundation.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Is that an appropriate use? Is it the?
We have no second. We'll move on. Next one, Ms. Jennings.
Okay. The next one is the Delaware Police Chiefs Council. They're requesting financial assistance to provide training to Delaware police chiefs. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $500, which was $125 from Mr. Vincent, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Cole, and Mr. Phillips.
Oh, I'll make that motion.
Well, no, you were, because you had no money back then.
I had no money because
you have money now.
Lynn Rogers took it all.
I'll make a motion that we give $100 each.
We had a motion, Mrs. Deaver, to do what we did before. Any second on that motion?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hearing none. Mr. Cole, you have a motion?
I do. I thought hers was in jest.
Well, she may not. She said motion.
She didn't make it. She didn't make it. That's right.
Your motion is $100 per person for $500.
Per council district, please.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole. Do you have a second?
Is that what it was last time, Gina?
Yes.
It was 125 from four council.
This time's going to be 100.
Yeah.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson.
I'll say.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Colt?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Eastern Shore AFRAM Festival. They're requesting support for their 2014 festival. The event provides an opportunity for people to come together for a positive cultural experience in a family-friendly setting. Sponsorship levels range from 100 to 1,000. Last grant received for this event was $700, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $100 from Ms. Deaver and Mr. Phillips.
Why don't we repeat that if you want to? I make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, to grant $700 to Eastern Shore AFRAM Festival, being $500 from my council MAC account, $100 Mrs. Deaver's account, $100 Mr. Phillips' account.
I believe it's held over your area.
Yes, ma'am. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, ma'am.
Okay. West Rehoboth Community Land Trust is requesting $5,000 to purchase a building lot and partner with Sussex Habitat for Humanity to build another house for home ownership. Last grant received was $2,500 from Mr. Cole.
I'll make another $2,500.
I'd like to add $1,000 to that.
There we go. That's
a motion, Mr. Cole, to grant $3,500, being $2,500 from Mr. Cole's account, $1,000 from Ms. Deaver's account, to the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust for a housing initiative.
Program.
Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, ma'am.
The NAACP is requesting support for their 2014 activities, which include financial freedom workshop and a family physical fitness challenge. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 each.
It's so countywide, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So take my name off. I'm not going to give anything.
Okay.
Unless you describe what that says. What's NAACP stand for? I don't understand.
Hold on. Let me pull up their letter to give you the exact. One second.
Or let it go. I wouldn't vote for it.
One second.
You don't know what it means?
That's what I asked.
You don't know what it stands for?
What's it stand for, Joan?
I got it.
Are we voting for something we don't know what it stands for?
I do.
We should leave you the letter.
It's national.
I know what it stands for. So do you. I hope you do.
Not exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Mrs. Jennings?
National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
There you go.
What colored? I'm with Mr. Wilson. I mean, this is an organization that obviously is directed at a certain race. It strikes me as inappropriate in this day of racial equality. And
sound like discrimination to me.
I'll pull mine from that as well.
You have a motion anywhere?
Mr. Cole. Yeah, I'll make a motion that from Mrs. Deaver's account, Mr. Cole's account, and Mr. Vincent's account, that we will give a total of $500 divided equally.
Second.
From each account.
Motion is second. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Out of respect to your accounts, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Where's workshop convention, you know?
Not where the Klan meets.
There's workshop convention. Where's it at? What are you? Didn't Philadelphia?
It should be, Mr. Wilson, in your iPad on this letters, on the letters they sent in there under grants. They should tell you that.
I got the iPad, but I don't see it on here.
Next, Mrs. Jennings.
The next one is the Mid-Atlantic Sympathy Orchestra. They're requesting $1,000 to bring affordable classical music to the area. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Cole.
Yes, I'll do the same thing.
I'll also contribute $500. I spoke to them, and it's a very worthy project.
Are they all white people there? Oh.
You didn't say last.
I think we need to keep some of these comments to ourselves. Some of these things don't need to be said by anybody up here. George, your motion was
$500. Mrs. Deaver, Mrs.
And Mrs. Deaver, are you going to add money?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
$500.
George is being generous.
We have a motion from Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000 to the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra Society for concert expenses, being $500 Mr. Phillips' account and $500 Mr. Cole's account.
Yes.
Second. Any questions on that motion?
No.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Next one is Historical Georgetown Association is requesting a grant to help offset the cost of installing a restroom in the firehouse and complete the parking area, site work, and fencing. Anticipated costs are $40,000. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $7,500 from Mr. Wilson.
I'll do that again.
Motion, second. Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $7,500 to the Historic Georgetown Association from Mr. Wilson's council bank account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Could I return to the Heart and the Game Delaware Community Foundation? I made a mistake in my request for $6,000. It should have been $5,000. From the county youth account with the stipulation that this money will be spent in Sussex County. I was able, even though I was not in attendance last week, I was able to tune in via the internet, and the program is very legitimate, and it is something that I think could actually save some children's lives here in Sussex County.
Which one is that you're talking about?
Heart in the Game.
Heart in the Game.
Heart in the Game.
Number two.
We have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $5,000 to the Heart in the Game through the Delaware Community Foundation.
I'll second.
First question, Mrs. Jennings, is to make sure, have we got $5,000 in that account?
We do.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
And how can we guarantee that it will be utilized here in Sussex County? Mm-hmm. Is there a way that we can do that?
Yeah.
I would certainly think so.
Let's task Ms. Jennings to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
I will make sure.
Okay, good. Yeah, second it then.
Any more questions on the motion?
Yeah.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. There's one. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a facility for outdoor entertainment events with temporary camping facilities during events only, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing approximately 500 acres, more or less, of two parcels containing 1,057.6 acres, tax map ID 234-15-22 and 234-9-34, and it is district number 3.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Deaver introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Piece of business brought before council. Mr. Guy. Thanks, sir. Pauline Law. She might have been with the American Legion, probably, I think. Okay, Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I want to talk a little bit about this court ruling. I do believe, if I'm not badly mistaken, the council up there in that, wherever that town, they themselves didn't pray. So therefore, if you're going to change something, guess what? You're not going to pray. Because that's the ruling. So you want to be careful of what you ask for, because it could really come back to really bite you. So go ahead and have your executive session. Why don't you do it in the public, like you ought to start with?
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that.
Excuse me. Can I address him?
He's got a fine if he does.
I'm sorry, but I didn't know how to get on the agenda.
Oh, sure.
Sure, you can. If you just get him signed up right there.
Change your name to the first one called.
Bob Harrison. Okay.
Mr. Harrison.
Yes, sir. I wanted to address the council. I made a short statement that I meant to read as part of the discussion on prayer, but since I didn't, may I read it now?
Certainly, sir.
Okay, I've been a property owner in Sussex County for 13 years. During this time, I have not felt the need to attend a meeting. I was appalled at the recent Supreme Court decision on prayer. I did not know that local governments in America would conduct religious services as part of a public meeting. I checked your internet site, saw the agenda for this meeting, and realized I would have to participate. I am a naturalist. Without significant evidence, I do not believe in the existence of supernatural beings. It would be hypocritical for me to pray without any being or thing to pray to. I cannot support this religious ritual, which gives the impression that good Sussex County citizens are religious. It would be unjust and discriminatory to require non-believers to either submit to the above or not participate in county business. In addition to not having a religion, I feel that faith in such is detrimental, not only to human culture, but also to the believer's well-being. Of course, a county council meeting is not the proper venue for discussion of this matter. However, if the council intends to spite non-believers and have public prayers as part of their meetings, it would only be just for non-believers to respond to those prayers.
Thank you, sir. Now, you can certainly you can give it to Mr. Moore.
Yes. Thank you.
Entertained motion now to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carries. We're now adjourned.